Was that the microphone? Or, oh, there's a coffee pot. Yeah, it could have been mine as far as I know. Now, okay, we're talking about, Splo, what we're talking about. But, do you know any, for example, do you know of any old rituals or anything involved in buying moonshine from the neighbors, or your father might have told you or something like that? Was it an open proposition? Did you just go straight up to the shiner, and how much did it cost?
I don't know. I really don't. They started clamping down on it real heavily, like, and I really had no idea as to, you know, the price of it. Then, not only that, well, you know, like, Prohibition was over, and you can get anything else you wanted. So, really, the days of moonshiners were, sort of, like, over. I know my godfather was a runner. He made his fortune in running moonshine.
How far did he have to go, do you know?
He ran it from Miami on up, or Miami down to the Keys, and that kind of thing. But, racketeer. He's a godfather, but really he's a cousin also. He utilized his money wisely. He bought acres and acres and acres and acres of land up in the south end of the county, down below Kendall, further south. And so now, you know, like, he's reaping his reward with that by selling plots and land, you know, for home and house and things like that.
I was just, now, all right, I guess we stay in this neighborhood here. Now, when you were talking about your neighborhood, how was it laid out? Was it like a city neighborhood, or, you know, you're talking about kind of a suburban, urban, rural? I mean, how would you describe your neighborhood, you know?
Oh, wow, that's kind of difficult. I'd call it the suburbs, really, or a lot of people who lived in Upper Miami would call it the country, but we'd call it sort of like the suburbs. It was laid out. There were forms of industry, or shall we say, businesses within the community. And then we used to go up to we used to call it White Town, up in the northern end of the Grove, and there was shopping, shops, more so businesses up in that end. But primarily, I would say it was a suburban situation.
Okay. Now, you know, what kinds of, describe the driving services and all that, you know, the civic facilities.
As far as I remember back, I've always seen paved roads. The roads were always paved, as far as I can remember. There were a few dirt roads down in Black Bottom. There were dirt roads, which was sort of like going towards Coral Gables, Coral Gable area. In Sweetening Town, there was always there were a number of dirt roads. As a matter of fact, they not too long ago, seemingly maybe about 10, 12 years ago, started getting paved roads. But that was an attachment of Coral Gables, but as a kid, I always remembered paved surfaces, two-lane paved surfaces, no more than two lanes.
What would you call a road that was out in Dade County a little bit? You know, out in a, what, you know, just a not a town road. You know, what would you call it?
Just a dirt road.
Dirt road.
Dirt road would be about the only connotation I would get. Or we had little paths. That was about the only thing I could think of, where we made roads through somebody's yard, probably most of the time, or behind somebody's yard, but just dirt roads. But again, as I said before,